Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the Two Cents Nonsense Podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Watchlicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, NONCENTS. Yes. Also, follow us on our Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Post up. Join the group. We'd love to have you. This is a sports talk episode, as we do every week. We talk sports. That's wrestling, boxing, MMA, football, basketball. What else we talk about? Tennis, sometimes.
I mean, if something's interesting. Golf. Only baseball. If Tigers, you know. We only talk golf if Tiger's out there doing it.
Baseball.
We only talk cheating.
Cheating, okay. Hockey.
We don't talk hockey, but I like hockey.
Olympics.
We talk Olympics.
We talk Olympics.
I don't know what they're going to do this year because the Olympics is in fucking China. And they got that coronavirus out there and shit. Kill them all, fuckers.
Ain't nobody going nowhere.
They ain't cancel it, so.
Yo, when I think corona, nigga, I think limes, nigga. Like, I think a good beer. That's what I think when I think about corona. But yeah, like I said, man, this is a sports talk episode. I have no idea what the fuck we're going to talk about, man.
I'm looking.
Well, you know, it's at a low point for sports right now for us. We typically get into basketball when it's playoff time. Because that's where you got games going on every day, and they mean something. They are getting into that playoff stretch. Right now in the East, in the Eastern Conference, the Bucks, of course, is on top. Their record right now is 47-8.
Who?
The Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks?
Yeah. Behind them is the Raptors at 41-15. Then you got the Celtics at 39-16, followed by the Heat, number 4. At 35-20. Then number 5 is the 76ers at 35-21. Then my Pacers at number 6 at 33-23. Then you got those bottom feeders at the bottom. All of them are like right there. You got the Brooklyn Nets at 25-29. The Orlando Magic at 24-32. And then the Wizards on the outside looking in at 20-34, with also the Charlotte Hornets and your Chicago Bulls 19-36.
They don't deserve to go to the playoffs. I was hopeful, thinking, you know, they would compete for the eighth seed, which they, I guess they kind of are.
You guys are competing for the eighth seed.
But
it's a lot of y'all down there.
Don't even waste your time, because you'll get swept by the Bucks in the first rounds, and what's the point? Get you a good draft pick.
Fuck. Get you a good draft pick. Okay.
And they get rid of that fucking coach, too.
They did get rid of the coach. Y'all did get rid of it. No, that was the Cavs. Excuse me.
Yeah, that was the Cavs. We didn't get rid of our head coach.
Yeah.
But, man,
it is what it is, man. Over on the Western Conference, of course, the Lakers is on top. They were 42-12. The Denver Nuggets, 38-18. The L.A. Clippers, 37-19.
You want to know what's crazy?
What's up?
Them Nuggets can't fuck with the Lakers.
Them Nuggets can't fuck with the Lakers?
Nah. At all. Like, at all. All
right. They're the number 2 seed, so they probably don't got to see them yet. Unless something changes. Which, you lose one game, things could change here.
Yeah.
Because the number 4 seed, 36-19, is the Utah Jazz. Number 5 is the Houston Rockets at 35-20. Number 6 is the Oklahoma City Thunder at 34-22. Let me find out Chris Paul can still take these niggas to the playoffs.
I think he is going to take them niggas to the playoffs.
You know, the Dallas Mavericks at number 7, they at 34-22 as well. Then you got your bottom feeders. They're all competing for the eighth seed. The Memphis Grizzlies at 28-28. The Portland Trail Blazers at 25-32. The San Antonio Spurs at 24-31, and the Pelicans at 24-31. The Sacramento Kings at 23-33, and then the Phoenix Suns at 22-34. the two bottom teams, of course, is the Golden State Warriors and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Don't see them making a deep push to try to get into the playoffs. Nope. It ain't happening.
Nope.
So, but of those teams, if it started today, the matchup would be the Lakers versus the Grizzlies.
That would be fun, but the Lakers would wax them.
It would be the Denver Nuggets versus the Dallas Mavericks.
God damn.
That was me or that was you?
That was me.
Okay. It would be the L.A. Clippers versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then it would be the Utah Jazz versus the Houston Rockets. That's what it would be. That's what the first round matchups would look like if the playoffs started tomorrow.
Great.
Well, who you got coming out the West?
Clippers.
Okay. They just
and next year too.
They just cruising along.
This year and next year.
Didn't they just sign what? Who they just sign? They just signed somebody.
Point guard from Detroit.
Oh yeah, Reggie Jackson. Yeah, they signed him. Didn't who signed the Morris brother?
The Clippers.
They signed him too.
Yeah. God damn. So.
Well, all right then.
They got nothing but goons on that squad, man.
Yeah, man. They put together that defense, dog. Like, yo, you gonna go out here, you gonna play some D.
Meanwhile, the Lakers did nothing.
They did nothing.
They made no moves while the Clippers is still just picking up everybody.
Yeah. The Lakers did cut Boogie. They cut Boogie.
Word?
Yeah, they cut Boogie Cousins.
I don't know why. Ain't like you going to fill his roster spot.
I think they did fill his roster spot.
With who? What bum? Ain't nobody out there on the market.
I don't know who they filled his roster spot with. But I do. I know they cut him, and I think they filled his roster spot already. I don't know who they signed, though. Let's take a look at their roster, I guess. Let's see what we got. You know, the Lakers roster. You know, let's see who they have on the squad and what does it look like. They got Giannis's brother on the squad, of course. They have Avery Bradley.
It must suck being Giannis's brother, because don't nobody even know you.
KCP, Alex Caruso.
Don't nobody know Giannis's other brother on Quinn his Cook. Team.
Nah, this ain't updated, because they still got him on there. But I know they cut Boogie. So, they still got him on there. I don't know who they signed. You know. I saw a post on Facebook that said that Kyle Kuzma out there being treated like a star. And this nigga ain't scoring no points. But Zach LaVine over in Chicago balling his ass off.
Because nobody cares about Chicago.
Zach LaVine is balling, man.
Yeah, you guys, I know.
Again, man, like you said, I think it's just your coach. Once you guys switch up that, you'd probably be a lot better off. But
yeah, depending upon who the fucking coach is.
Who you think would be a good coach for your guys?
There's only one person.
There's only one person you ever looking at.
For real.
Mark Jackson.
Yes.
There's the only person you ever looking at. Yo, Mark. Come on, man. Get out the booth. Get from courtside. And let's go, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, man.
We waiting on you. Now, neither one of us looked at the XFL today. I was at work. I don't know what his excuse was.
I was asleep. Plain and simple.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
The Lakers are trying to get Markieff Morris.
They're trying to get the other Morris brother.
Yes.
Okay. Good for them. Good for them.
Because he negotiated a buyout from the Pistons, too. Don't nobody want to play for Detroit.
Yeah. No, nobody wants to play over there.
Derrick Rose need to get a buyout out of his fucking contract over there.
Who's that coach?
Who the fuck knows? Pistons is trash.
They trash, yeah. It is what it is. You know? If nobody want to play there, might as well get your buyout.
Word. He can go to the Lakers because they damn sure need him.
They could use a point guard. They could use one.
Yeah, because, you know, Rondo ain't shit.
He sure ain't. But have you heard any more news about the XFL since? And I know we checked out. Well, I didn't check out the last 2 weeks.
Well,
but I didn't get a chance to check out.
The Dragons, I don't know what city that's in. They broke out the turnover mask.
Oh.
It's just a ski mask.
Oh, okay. Everybody doing your little... Hey, didn't that come from Miami? Who that that started from?
Yeah, in Miami, with the turnover chain.
Look, nigga, I ain't calling y'all to you, okay?
I don't know why.
I don't understand why the fuck your... I still don't understand why your logo is a U.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's the University of Miami.
You know how many universities they got in this country?
There's only one University of Miami.
There's a Miami University in Ohio.
Yeah. It's called Miami, Ohio.
Okay.
There's only one University of Miami.
Oh, I thought you was about to goddamn throw your shit up.
I
was
trying to say,
no. God damn it. God damn it. But yeah, I mean, that was an innovative idea, though, that turnover chain.
It was fun.
Yeah. You know.
But, you know, it's hard to do when you're losing, so.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you guys get back to the winning ways at some point.
I don't know, man. You know?
At some point. Don't know when. Don't know when.
Hey, as long as we beat Florida State, that's all that fucking matters.
That's all that matters. Yeah. Florida State, all that matters.
Yup.
All right. Yeah. You know, the power of, you know, in college football is changing. It's no longer guaranteed that Alabama or Clemson is going to win a national championship every year.
Alabama would have been in there if Tua ain't get hurt.
You think that?
Plain and simple, yeah.
I don't think they would have waited to the national championship.
I'm saying they would have been in there. They at least would have been, yeah.
Okay.
They at least would have been in the playoffs.
You think so, man?
Yeah.
Georgia was pretty tough this year.
Okay, and Alabama would have beat them.
Hey. You know.
They almost beat LSU with Tua on one leg.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah. I think their Achilles heel this year was one of those things that they've been known for over the years is that defense. That was their Achilles heel. It was giving up mad points.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But in the XFL, the only downside that I'm seeing over there is the quarterback play.
And I said that from day one.
Yeah. You know. They got to get better, man.
The problem is they're not going to get better. They need new quarterbacks.
Not all the way around, though. Some teams need new quarterbacks.
There's only 8 teams, nigga. 7 teams need new quarterbacks.
Nah, I don't think 7.
6 teams need new quarterbacks.
6?
Yeah.
Okay, who doesn't need a new quarterback? I know you got the
Houston.
Cardale Jones. He doesn't need to be replaced. But the other guy, PJ Walker, he doesn't need to be replaced.
What team he on?
Shit. I don't know what team he's on. But
if it ain't Houston, then
no, he's
Houston and DC are the only two good teams.
I think he played. Oh, which team does Cardale play for? He plays for DC, right?
I think so.
Okay, so yeah, PJ Walker plays for Houston.
Okay, well, yeah. Like I said, Houston and DC, the only two they good teams. Every You're other sure? quarterback needs to get changed.
McGlone?
Come on,
Matt
man.
McGlone?
We know what that nigga is.
He been. Landry Jones been playing bad too.
We seen him in the NFL. Nigga trash there.
The Vipers, though, they got the dude, but they don't play the dude. The black guy.
Okay, fire your head coach.
It's Tressman. He needs to be. He's trash.
Dex, you scored 27 points today.
Oh, good for them.
And they lost.
Damn. Yeah, but I still think they got some good games. Like, they got some good talent on the field. It's just the quarterback play is just killing it.
And the receivers can't catch the motherfucking ball. Them niggas drop bad passes.
That's because they got garbage-ass quarterbacks throwing the ball, probably.
Nah, I've seen some drops. Yeah, man.
I don't know what to do with myself here.
Like, the ball is hot.
Yeah. It is what it is. What else we got? Anything else happening in the world of football, basketball? I mean, I know we're going to get to our listener question, but before we get to that, anything else going on?
My Dolphins are going to draft Tua.
Your Dolphins are going to draft Tua. Yeah, we all knew that. You guys were tanking for Tua. We didn't call it tank for Tua for no reason.
Hey, but we didn't tank, though.
Yeah, I know. You guys didn't tank. I know.
The rest of the league tanked.
The rest of the league tanked. Yes,
that's the funny part.
Now, Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he could pull a Eli? It'd be like, I ain't playing for your squad. Them Bengals supposed to be taking the first overall.
No, I don't think he got it in him.
You don't think he got it in him?
No. Not to mention, you only really had one good year your whole college career, and that was this year.
Yeah. I mean, he had a decent year the year prior, but this was his breakout year, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the guy's a good quarterback. I think he's going to be all right on the next level. But
I'm not saying he's not good. But
he's not going to be great on the Bengals. It's just not going to happen. It's going to take. They got to put some other pieces around him.
Yeah, they should have had Marvin Lewis. Marvin Lewis would have took them to the playoffs.
So you saying they should have never fired him?
I'm just saying. He would have took them to the playoffs. They wouldn't have won. They wouldn't have won the game, but they would have went.
Zach Taylor is a garbage-ass coach. He sucks. But other than that, I don't know if he has it in him or not, but he got people whispering in his ear about it, though. He's got people whispering in his ear. It might happen. He might pull one of those moves. Like, nah. Yeah,
but where are you going to go?
I don't know.
Are you willing to risk that number one pick money?
That's the thing. He would have to risk that number one pick
money. I know. That's what I'm saying. Are you willing to risk that number one pick money?
Because, you know, especially on the quarterback side, any other position, you got to take that number one pick money. But on the quarterback side, you might could go down a couple of picks and still get a decent amount. But that number one pick money is where it's at.
Where it is.
So we'll see what happens with him. And the draft is in a few months here. So it's going to be up here closer than we think. Fantasy football, can't wait to get back into it.
Yeah, I'm the champ. The champ misses it. The champ wants another title.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean? What am I talking
about?
What do you mean? What am I talking about? Who's the champ?
I don't like the way you're talking.
Who's the champ?
I'm not gonna say it. I refuse.
I'm the champ.
I refuse to say it.
I don't know why.
You say it yourself.
Because I'm the champ.
Yeah, whatever. I like that shirt you got on, by the way.
Thank you.
It's that Bullet Club.
Yes.
Wrestling.
Got it from the Garden.
Yeah, man.
And we going back.
And we are going back. As soon as them goddamn tickets go on sale, we're going back. Speaking of wrestling, though, man, Matt Hardy has been teasing a new character, the version 2 of his broken character. He's unkillable. He's done vignettes on his YouTube channel. You should check that shit out.
He's not unkillable. Because as long as he's still under that WWE contract for the next week, they'll kill that shit.
No. He did the video after his match with Randy Orton.
I'm just saying, his contract ain't up
yet. No. You do still have to understand that Matt Hardy does own his own intellectual property. So he can make his vignettes and he can do his own little thing outside the realm of WWE. As long as it's on his YouTube platform and he's not working directly for another company, he's well within his right. And he's been, I didn't know this, but he's been doing fucking videos on YouTube for like the past year.
I knew that.
And all of them continuing a storyline with his characters.
Yeah, I knew so, that.
Wherever he goes,
AEW,
or whatever he does,
AEW.
That's the thing in the vignette. You got to look at it. I don't think he's going there. He might pop up, but I don't think he's going there. I don't think he's signing anywhere full time.
He don't need a full time contract at AEW.
No, I'm saying he's not. I don't think he's signing an exclusive contract with any one company.
Whatever.
I think he will never do that again.
I personally don't really give a shit.
What? You don't like Matt Hardy, bro?
It's not that I don't like him. It's just that he's washed.
Why you think he washed?
Me? I like wrestling. This nigga can't wrestle no more.
He can't wrestle no more? I mean, that's all been the vignette. Yes, he looked like he moving a little bit better.
That nigga can't wrestle no more.
You don't think he can wrestle no more?
Imagine him in NXT. Like, what the fuck he gonna do?
It is what it is.
Like, you're great on the mic. That's fine. That's fine. That ain't what I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see some wrestling.
You're trying to see some wrestling. I understand, bro. I understand. But I just feel like it's a place. It's still a place for him.
Yeah.
And he can still produce good matches.
Okay.
You know, he can be behind the scenes telling motherfuckers, you know, how to do the moves and shit. And he can make good matches. He can be a producer.
I'm not saying he can't do any of that. Yeah. I'm just saying, as far as in-ring, he's washed. I don't want to see him in the ring.
You don't want to see him in the ring?
No.
Okay.
You want to be a manager? Go ahead. Go be run the Dark Order. Shit.
Go run it. You still on
it. I'm just saying.
The Super Showdown is this coming Thursday, the 27th.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares? You're not going to watch it, bro?
Nigga, I don't even know. I think I know like two matches.
I'm about to tell you the matches.
Okay.
God damn, bro. So, let's see what we got here. We got the New Day versus The Miz and John Morrison for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
Yeah, The Miz and John Morrison winning that.
Okay. We got Brock Lesnar versus Ricochet for the
WWE. Gotta get the titles off the niggas.
Gotta get the titles off the niggas?
Yes.
Okay.
And The Miz's show is about to come back out.
Right. And you got Brock Lesnar versus Ricochet.
I don't know why they do a Ricochet dirty. I mean, I know you got to take the opportunity, but they do a Ricochet dirty.
So you think it's going to be a super squash? It's going to be 15, 16 seconds?
Well, it depends on how fast this nigga can run.
You know what? I think it's going to be a longer match. I think it's going to be a high match.
3 minutes?
Nah, I don't know about 3 minutes. I think he could go just...
You don't know about 3 minutes?
No. I think it's going to be one of those... I think Ricochet has the respect of Brock Lesnar like AJ or like Daniel Bryan had. I think it's going to be a regular style matchup. In the end, he's going to win, but it's going to be a regular style matchup. And I think he has that respect for
Ricochet is great. He ain't on the level of AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan.
What are you talking about? What?
He ain't on the level.
You must be out of your mind.
Of AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan.
In the Indies, Ricochet was God. Like,
this ain't the Indies.
I understand this ain't the Indies. But in the Indies, when you talked about best wrestlers in the world.
I never said he's not
AJ
a bad wrestler.
AJ Styles, Ricochet, Will Ospreay.
I never said he wasn't a good wrestler.
But he is on that level that they on.
Not in WWE.
Yeah, not in WWE. I understand that. But I thought you was coming out your mouth with a blasphemous statement out here.
I'm saying not as far as WWE standards, hell no.
Yeah, but I don't think it has anything to do with WWE standards. I think Brock personally respects it. He been selling for him on his shows.
No, Brock gets paid to sell.
You know Brock be out here doing what the fuck he want. That's why that nigga ain't had that match with Jinder.
No, Paul Heyman wasn't having that.
Like, nah. We ain't having this match with
Paul
Jinder.
Paul Heyman wasn't having that.
You know? But moving on here, we got the steel cage match with Roman Reigns and Baron Corbin.
Who the fuck cares? It's going to be an overbooked mess that Roman's going to win.
Overbooked mess. Roman's going to win. We got The Fiend, Bray Wyatt versus Goldberg for the Universal
Championship. This is the only intriguing match because I can see Goldberg winning this.
I can't see Goldberg winning this at this point.
I can.
The how they closed the show on SmackDown yesterday.
Who watches SmackDown?
Nobody watches SmackDown, but they closed the show on SmackDown.
Like, you, it's SmackDown is so bad, I don't even listen to the podcast anymore when they talk about SmackDown. I just skip that one.
I had to listen to it because I had to figure out what was going on. So I just listened to the, you know, I listened to, what was it? Ups and Downs
this with nigga, Simon Miller. This nigga Bruce Pritchett running SmackDown into the ground.
That shit trash.
Because Vince don't even be there half the time, from what I heard.
Yeah, but Goldberg was standing tall over The Fiend. And you know when you're standing tall over the champ, that's a loss coming.
Not always.
When the last time somebody stood tall over the champ in the go-home show and won?
Goldberg over Brock Lesnar?
He didn't stand tall over the go-home show. The go-home show, Brock stood tall.
This is sorty. If the prince wants to see Goldberg win the belt, Goldberg winning the belt.
Fuck the prince.
Okay. I'm telling you, prince. We all know what it is. If the prince tell Vince Goldberg winning the belt, Goldberg winning the belt.
Fuck the prince. Then we got a gauntlet match for the Tuwok trophy. I have no idea what the fuck that is. But the match features.
Yeah, skip it. Nobody cares.
Well, I'm going to tell you who.
Nobody cares.
But I'm going to tell you who featured in the match.
But nobody cares.
But these are some good names.
I don't give a fuck who's in the match.
You don't care who's in the match?
Hell no.
Why don't you
The Rock could be in the match. I don't give a fuck. Skip that shit.
You don't even want to try to guess who's going to win this shit?
I care the fuck less.
Damn, bro.
It's a meaningless match. For a meaningless trophy.
But I got some good participants in there, man.
It's a meaningless match for a meaningless trophy.
All right, man. We're going to skip it because you don't want to talk about it.
What do they get? Do they get a title shot if they win? Nah, right?
They might.
No, they
it
won't.
It depends on who wins it.
No.
You won't even let me tell you who's hitting it.
It's like Braun Strowman's green belt that nobody ever seen. Nobody cares.
So, can I tell you one participant in it?
Who?
So they suck it AJ Styles into a meaningless match?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
AJ Styles is getting paid to go there. He don't want to go over there.
All right. So they suck the AJ Styles into a the mid card suction of Baron Corbin is just so strong. Then we got Seth Rollins and Murphy.
Baron Corbin, he ain't even in the mid card. He the upper mid card. Yeah.
He the main event.
He's the whole goddamn show. He opened the show. He closed the show. That's why SmackDown is so motherfucking bad. He opens the show and he closes the show, and then he got something in between too.
He's on it. He's on it.
Yeah, he got a backstage segment in between somewhere.
Yeah. So does Otis Dozovich and Mandy.
From what I hear, that's the best thing on SmackDown, which is a goddamn shame.
Yo. It is pretty sick, man. Dolph Ziggler's involved now. He went on a little date with Mandy.
Yo, Dolph, man. Good for you. Good for you.
He went on a date with Mandy.
You go from Nikki Bella to Mandy.
Mandy. They left the arena together. Otis coming out the corner just mad, looking like a stalker and shit.
Mandy a hoe. Always need to treat her like the hoe she is. Like, yo, bitch, here's this $40. Let me skeet real quick.
Yo, that's fucked up.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Mandy. We got Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy versus the Street Profits for the Raw Tag Team Championships.
I don't know why they're going to job out the Street Profits. I think the Prince wanted to see them at the show. That's why they put him in last minute. Because they wasn't doing nothing.
They weren't doing nothing. You're right. They weren't doing nothing.
Prince called Vince like, yo, who's this black nigga that talk too much and can fly? Like, I want to see him. Put him in a match. Word.
So you saying
and the Prince... make sure I get one of them red cups. I want all the smoke. I want all the smoke. Word.
Yo. So the Prince just pushing buttons, just making drink matches. Yep. Like, yo, I want to see this. I want to see that. So
if the Prince could have brought Yokozuna from the dead, they would have brought him over too.
So the Prince told... So the Prince must have told them that Carmella won't good enough to be in the championship match because they changed that match. It is now Bayley versus Naomi for the women's SmackDown
championship. He want to see that dunk.
He like when she come down to the ring in that neon colored shit.
Word, he want to feel that glow.
He feeling the glow.
I'm telling you.
What has been absent from this card, though, is their main man who ain't lost a match. I don't know his name, but that guy.
He was on the NXT.
Yeah,
the
he's pre-show. On NXT, but he's missing from this
Mansoor.
Card. Mansoor, yeah. He's missing from this card. He's going to show up, and he's going to get him a W somewhere.
Oh, he getting a match.
On this card.
He getting a match. So. He going to beat Cesaro again.
Don't job out Cesaro, please.
They already did it.
So yeah, I know. Cesaro is,
you know.
Oh, my goodness. It's so bad, Cesaro. I'm sorry, man. I wish it was better for you. But that's a Super Showdown card, man. If you watch wrestling, go watch that shit.
Don't watch it.
Or don't watch it.
Don't watch it. I might not watch it.
I probably won't go to watch it. This comes on Thursday at like 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'll probably watch it.
Oh, that's because you're at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, also tonight, we got the Tyson Fury versus Dante Wilder
Bomb Squad
fight tonight. You know, if you are going to be watching the show, you're probably watching it now. By the time this episode.
And I hope you got a Fire Stick to watch it on, because if you paid for it.
It was $79.99.
I know how much it was.
By the time you listen to this, we probably would have posted this episode as the main card starts at 9 p.m. So the main pay-per-view card is going to start at 9 p.m. But they do have the undercard going on right now. I know none of these people. So if you do, sorry. I'm not going to go over this list because I don't know any of these motherfuckers.
Nobody cares about the undercard. It's all about that one match.
All about that one match, even though they got a featherweight championship match going on, a junior featherweight championship match that's going to happen on the main card. But I don't know none of these people, and I can't pronounce their names. So, Dante Wilder, Tyson Fury, who you got?
Come on, man.
Who you got?
Come on, man.
Why you keep telling me to come on, man? Like, who you got, nigga? Because if you're telling me, right, you're telling me that you got Wilder, right? That's who you're telling me?
Yes.
Vegas don't got Wilder winning, though.
I know they don't.
So.
See, here's the thing. Mm.
They got Fury as the favorite.
Fury is a better boxer, but he going to get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. And the over-under is set at 10 and a half rounds.
That's fine. He going to get knocked out in the 10th round.
He going to get knocked out in the 10th. Okay. I'm going to personally watch it.
I'm going to watch it, too.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. They're set to make their way down to the rings at somewhere between 11 and midnight. So you'll be able to catch that if you're up, if you're listening to the show. As soon as you're done listening to our show, you can watch the Tyson Fury.
I know Deontay y'all ain't going to listen to the show before the fight. It's okay.
Now, some people do listen to our show as soon as it goes up, though. We get like that main like four listeners that listen to our shit as soon as
Thank
it goes
you,
up.
Thank you, whoever you are.
It's like four people that listen to our shit as soon as it goes up. I appreciate those people. Now.
I appreciate you, too, because guess what? I don't listen to this episode.
You know what it's...
I don't listen to the sports episodes.
Now, to be honest with you, I honestly don't listen to our episodes either. And the only reason why I don't listen to our episodes is because I'm on to the next episode. Like, I start doing stuff for the next episode. Especially when I got to do the Rate the Bar segments, because them shits take hours to put together, even though they're like little snippets. Takes a little while to find the stuff and get it together. So I'll listen to certain episodes when I want to make sure that the audio's right and we ain't having no technical
I listen to
shit.
Every episode except the sports episode.
Good shit. So what did you think of the episodes?
I like them.
Yeah. It's not just because it's you, right?
Nah, you know me. I don't like to hear myself talk. I ain't one of them people.
Okay. Because, you know, I mean, I genuinely find our episodes interesting. I genuinely
For me,
enjoy them.
It's entertainment.
Yeah. I genuinely enjoy them.
And genuinely. Also, too, half the time by the second episode, I don't even remember what the fuck we talked about. So I got to go back and listen to the shit.
This is true. Sometimes I'd be like, I missed some stuff. And I'd be like, damn, what the
fuck
are we talking
half
about?
The time, I don't remember nothing. You drink too goddamn much.
Yeah. So. But AA is for quitters. But yeah. Let's move on to the listener question, man. We had a question from Jason. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Not the Jason y'all know, the other Jason.
So we got multiple Jasons out there.
He basically wanted to know our opinions on the new proposed CBA with the NFL. Basically, specifically the players not wanting to play 17 games and then that extra playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, ESPN reported yesterday that the vote was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something's about to happen here. No. Okay. So, in the process of negotiating the collective bargaining agreement, the owners did approve the proposal.
Of course they did, because there's more money in their pocket. They ain't playing.
Yeah. They ain't playing. It's more money in their pocket.
Yeah.
So, plain and simple, it says that the players, they don't really want to play 17 games.
Hell no. I wouldn't want to neither.
And there's also a part of this was, I believe, putting a seventh team into the playoffs.
Yeah.
In each conference.
And only the number one overall team on each conference, they're the only ones getting the bye.
Right. So that would expand the regular season to 17 games. That would also add an extra game into the playoffs, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're adding two extra games.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything there proposing a second bye week?
No, not that I know.
So no other bye week. Was there anything in there about shortening the preseason?
Like, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Now.
You was playing with Legos, nigga?
Of course.
I ain't mad at you. I'm just asking.
Of course, nigga. But as far as what the CBA is concerned. I've been saying it for a long time, that the players need to come together, and in order for them to get themselves more power within the league that they play in, they're going to have to come together, and they're going to have to stop playing.
See, the problem with that is like, the people who make all the money, those people can do that shit. When you on that rookie deal, it's hard to do that.
Let's be realistic about this situation now. When you're on that rookie deal, you're making, what, $250,000?
Yeah, to us, me and you, that's a lot of motherfucking money.
But to them as rookies, that still should be a lot of money.
No, because a majority of the time, like, let's be honest, they come from poor homes. They spent that money on their mama. They bought their mama a brand new house. Bought themselves maybe a brand new house, and that eats up your money right there.
Yeah, but
But what?
What the fuck kind of house is you buying at this point? See, that's a problem there. The money management. If I only make $250,000 a year, I can't go out here and be splurging on a house that's above my price range.
Niggas ain't smart. We know that shit.
I understand that, but these motherfuckers went to college.
Yeah, they went to college on a free ride.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Right.
Because they talented. They ain't go to class.
They ain't go to class. But that's another thing where those types of things, those types of skills aren't taught in our schools.
No, no, they are not.
And they aren't taught to people of our color. When we're young, we don't know those things. We don't know about tax breaks and fucking, you know, credit. And how it works.
Truthfully, I think it really just depends on the school. Because I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. In my high school, I actually learned some of this stuff. But it was a predominantly white school.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, nah. It was a mixture. I ain't even going front. It was a mixture. Walt Whitman High School. Black people. Spanish people. White people. That's all it was.
But these are courses that I think that they should have in every school. And it should be a part of the curriculum, but it's not. Because we're talking about you passing a standardized test as opposed to really learning something.
Well, at that point, too, even you can also put that on the teachers. Because you can sneak that in somewhere.
You can really sneak it in somewhere, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But, you know,
because them teachers know goddamn well, you not using algebra in your every fucking day life.
Now,
like, come on.
Now, as a person who saw a teacher sneak some of that stuff in and lose their job, I saw a teacher lose their job for sneaking some of that stuff in that wasn't a part of the quote-unquote curriculum to try to teach her students better life skills and try to prepare them for the journey ahead. She lost her job. I've seen that happen. Now, that could be a fear of other teachers that I don't want to lose my job by teaching outside of the curriculum. But at the end of the day, these young rookies that's coming in, yes, you've never seen $250,000 before your life. You came from a poor background and you want to buy your mama a house. I understand that. You got to take care of your mama because she took care of you. But somebody got to fall on a sword for those people coming behind them.
And in the NFL, ain't nobody willing to do it.
And that's the real problem, that there's not that they're not willing to do it. And right now is the time, because you can't go in this motherfucker and sign another. What they signed last time? It was
I think it was like a 10-year
deal. 10-year deal. You can't sign another 10-year deal where you getting ass fucked all the time.
Yeah.
Because you motherfucker, the players got no concessions in this shit, like. You get hurt, the next year, you're gone.
Hey, go play for Vince. The XFL is popping.
You know?
Word up.
That could also be used as leverage as well. Like, yo, we don't. Mm-hmm.
If the XFL really succeeds, and I think it will,
we can leave and go play for them for a little bit.
Yeah.
Until you get your shit together. We understand that the owners of the NFL, the NFL is not their main bread and butter.
No, that's they play money.
That's they play money, but
it's legit they play money.
It's they play money, But when you still have an organization that's worth $500 million and you get profits of $500 million, yeah, it's your play money, but niggas miss that. Yes, these are billionaires, but where you ain't got that line item coming in for $500 million every year, that shit gonna start to get to you. Like, hold up. Yeah, this was just for fun, but goddamn. That was $500 million worth of pocket change for me. I ain't got that no more.
Yeah, they do. They'll still get paid because of the TV deal.
But that's what I'm saying, though. If there's no... They ain't gonna get paid no money if ain't no if ain't no football coming on TV.
Yes, they do.
No, they wouldn't.
Actually, yes, they do.
You believe TV networks gonna pay out to these motherfuckers if ain't no football coming on TV?
Yeah.
That is a breach of contract. I guarantee you that them TV networks will make sure that they get that they don't have to pay out.
That's why the owners don't care if the players strike. They're still getting paid because of the TV deals.
Yeah, right now they're still getting paid for the TV deals because there is football going on. But when that football don't come on TV,
I'm telling you, they will get paid if there is no football. But that's what I'm saying.
If that football don't come on TV, I guarantee that them networks won't pay out, and they'll win that. And they'll win that. They will win that.
It depends what the contract says.
The contract says that TV need to have football on it.
No, don't.
That's what the contract says. No, these don't. Owners out here, they can say, they can tell you and tell us, the public, that we gonna still get paid whether or not they play or not.
And they
That's
are.
Not true.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You think some lawyers won't get involved in that shit, and them TV networks will win that. If football don't come on TV, that's a breach of contract they ain't got to play out.
Right.
I can guarantee you that.
I don't believe that shit.
So them owners can play that little game like we don't care. When that shit start hitting their pockets for real, they go care.
Nigga,
yeah, it's they play money.
They really don't care.
But motherfuckers do miss a $500 million pocket change line item over there.
The owners don't care, dude.
You know?
That's why they propose these outrageous deals. Because they don't give a shit.
I think part of the reason why we're saying they don't care is because they know that the players aren't in a position to, or not to say they're not in a position, but they're not willing to hold out as long. They're not willing to go the distance. And they saw that the last time because they weren't willing to go the distance. You got to be willing to go the distance in order to make the change happen.
Yeah, they need to be like the referees did them years ago. Well, they said, we ain't fucking motherfucking playing. And that shit suffered.
Exactly.
And 2 weeks later, they got a brand new deal.
Exactly. But before that happened, people were saying, yo, the owners don't care about that. The NFL don't care about that. They gonna just put these replacement refs in and it'll be whatever. 2 weeks later, bullshit ass calls happening. Yo, all right, we got to get this straight. So, like I said, we can say that they don't care. But when it really started to affect them, I think the change would come. But it is up to the players to come together and be like, look, we ain't playing. Hold your money. And they should have did this years ago. This should have been the plan already. It should have been in motion already from years ago. You could have started this, what, 4-5 years ago, because you knew it was coming. Like, yo, every rookie that get into the Players Association, when you come in, yo, hold your money. Yeah. Hold your checks.
Wasn't y'all listening to Marshawn Lynch?
You know, we going to need this. The ride going to be hard. It's going to be rough. We need this.
Now, first off, it ain't really going to be that hard. Y'all niggas been broke your whole goddamn life. Like,
I know, man.
Like, let's be real. $250,000. You know what I can do with $250,000?
Well, the people that it's going to be hard for is the mid-tier players who actually reached $1 million, and now they're in a whole new tax bracket. That shit is going to be hard for them.
Not if you ain't spending nothing.
They still in a new tax bracket because so they still got to pay taxes like they rich. You know what I'm saying?
But it's only 1 year.
Yeah. So
if you ain't spending nothing,
you know. But
stop buying motherfucking cars.
That's what they should have did. 4 or 5 years ago, they should have already been putting this plan in motion.
Stop buying cars. Stop making fucking... Stop getting earrings that make your earlobes...
earlobe hang?
Yes.
I knew what you were trying to say. I knew what you were trying to say. Stop getting earrings that make your ear... Stop going to the club and throwing 5 bands at a stripper, nigga. Like, stop.
First off, don't go to the clubs, period.
Stop going to the bars, buying it out. Stop buying the whole bar out. It's no, you ain't even drinking all that.
Yeah.
Stop buying the bar out.
You know? Don't wear no chains and watches on the field so your shit can get snatched.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Stop renting out clubs and shit, trying to have private parties and shit.
Yeah.
Renting out restaurants to impress some bitch. That thotty McThot thot you trying to impress.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch won't dare when you was broke, nigga.
And guaranteed, she fucked your teammate already.
Hell, she might have went further than that, nigga. She might have fucked your brother. She might have fucked your sister.
Eh, possibly.
This is totally not about sports anymore.
You know, she could have... been that hoe in Miami that was videotaping the offensive lineman doing the lines. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, this is so bad. So bad. But yeah, man, you got anything else for the people?
I really just want to, not even for the people as far as the topic we was just talking about. Mm. I really don't think the players are going to go for this shit.
I don't think so either. But again, they got to be willing to stand, man. They got to be willing to fight that fight. And if they ain't willing to do that.
But for a 17-game season plus an extra game in the playoffs, they're not doing that.
Yeah, they're not going to go for it.
They're not doing that.
But,
you know, that right there is worth a fucking strike.
Well, yeah. You know, but it is negotiations. I personally think that the president of the Players Association, that dude trash.
Yeah, he'd be fired.
He
should have got fired after the last time.
Yeah. So, they can stand with that guy all they want. That's up to them. And on a side note, I did want to say, shout out to my Louisville Cardinals. They did beat the North Carolina Tar Heels basketball team tonight. It was great. Yeah. It was great.
He's shouting out his squad for beating the worst Carolina team in history.
Still beat Tar Heels, though.
It's the worst Carolina team in history. Roy Williams even said that shit.
You think it's the worst in history? We probably have to do some research, some digging.
In my lifetime, it is by far the worst. Yeah. It is by far the worst.
We probably have to do some digging.
I ain't never seen a North Carolina squad 8-9 games under 500. Under 500.
Yeah, you guys are pretty bad right
there. You know what I'm saying? But,
you know. And shout out to all our listeners, man. We appreciate you guys. Get into that Facebook group. Hit that Twitter up, man. Get some more questions going.
I'm sorry and not sorry for not posting as much.
Yeah, it happens, man. We got lives, man. And we'll talk about more of that in the next episode. Right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, man. As always, we appreciate you guys, man. This has been the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
I've been Antoine Y. Slicker. And we out.
We out.